producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
If you are a professional person with words, O-H-K-A-Y. How's that, Jennifer?
No, you spell it O-K-A-Y.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen.
That's the formal version of O-K.
Ken Kessler, Kara Schillen, all on deck, ready to go to work for Thursday, the 17th of December. Conversation abounds, as it usually does, among people of intelligence, people of quality, people who are judgmental. The hung jury in the trial of the officer in the Freddie Gray case, retrying William Porter and the death of Mr. Gray. We all remember what happened to him in the paddy wagon. So is this fitting? It is hopefully the last time I will talk about this, because I don't think there's anything to be gained from having a conversation about this. We all have our feelings about the police. I think most people at this point, these are situations where, Jennifer, people don't need to have a trial. You pretty much have made up your mind as to whether you think the person involved in this case, did Freddie Gray die needlessly? Yeah, I think so. Is this guy guilty of something? Probably, but not what he was charged with.
I've been going back and forth on this one, actually, because at first I was kind of skeptical. Then I thought, okay, how this guy died, thinking that something there must have happened. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then I kind of thought, well, yeah, and it's probably got to be the police. And then you heard this witness who didn't really have anything to gain, who was in the back of the paddy wagon with Freddie Gray, saying the guy was slamming himself into a bolt, and that he had a history of hurting himself in police custody. And then you think, if the prosecution is going to try all these guys individually, they would start with the one that's the slam dunk, right? You start with the one that's the strongest case, because you want to set a precedent. And if this is their strongest case and they couldn't convince a jury, then maybe there is more evidence to the story. And so I've been kind of going back and forth on this one.
There's a way of those people who have various nervous diseases. There's somebody that I grew up with on the farm who, his name was Gordon Hansen. And he was, he had what we referred to as a strange childhood. It was because we didn't know what was really wrong with him. Mm-hmm. He couldn't stand still. He couldn't sit still. He had a nervous disorder, and I know it has some sort of clinical name to it. But when he would sit, he lived on one of the farms. When he would sit, he would bob his head back and forth in the chair. I'm doing it now. If this were television, you'd see him going back and forth in the chair.
They have kind of a tick going back
and forth. And he would have that same tick when he would stand up, Jennifer. He would shuffle sort of back and forth.
Right. And I think we've all seen people that have that kind of issue.
Now, was that what was going on with this fellow, or was he deliberately? I'm not sure that I ever understood whether he was under the influence of drugs or not. Here I said I wasn't going to talk about this anymore, and look what you've done. You've led us into...
Because it's not black and white. It's gray. Sorry.
Okay.
I didn't even mean for that to happen. It just rolled out.
You want to cap this, Kenny?
When the police arrest you, you become their responsibility.
Mm-hmm. So if he was doing that and he was hitting himself into the bolt, this is... And the other thing that seems extraordinarily irresponsible, here I am going to bring in the farm again. This is a panel truck that doesn't have siding on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
So there are bolts, the way the skin is applied to the frame in certain circumstances, there are bolts that would come out of the superstructure of the van, or there could be some, there was maybe a reason for them having some kind of a hanging mechanism on the side of the van. They could hang various tools, maybe handcuffs, who knows what's in there. But at any rate, there's a bolt sticking out, And instead of having it cut off or covered up, it's exposed. So this guy's sitting in front of it, from what I can gather, and he keeps wailing his head. If, in fact, the police didn't do it deliberately, they certainly weren't absent. They were in the van. So why'd they let the guy whack his head against the bolt? That's the question. So there are a lot of questions on both sides, and that's why there's a hung jury, mm-hmm. it would appear. And to follow Jennifer's logic, guess not much is going to come of this, which will cause a riot in Baltimore.
Well, and you know what? The other thing,
like they've had in Chicago.
And I actually, on the show that I do locally in L.A., I asked this question, and I wasn't given a great answer for it. I remember way, way, way back when I was a young girl and the Rodney King trial was going on and I was in high school.
Can we all just get along?
Yeah. I remember that all of the officers, all four of the officers in that trial were tried together. And what was helpful about that, I mean, the city burned no matter what. There was rioting at the end of this trial, right? And maybe even if it had been a guilty verdict, there still could have been rioting because it was just an emotionally charged issue. It was not guilty, which was even more, you know, gas on the fire for the city. But you had one day of that. You had one answer because all of the officers were tried together. Mm-hmm. In this case, there are six. And if there are six mistrials, is there going to be anything left of Baltimore?
Yeah, good question. Good question. Those of you who are in that area, 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougStephan.com.
And apparently the defense asked for this, by the way, Doug. They wanted to try everybody separately. So
Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day. In a moment, is there really a Naval Criminal Investigative Service? We'll find out here
into
on Good
Naval?
Day.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Get your Pliny card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Music is a gift like no other, and right now at Guitar Center, it's your chance to get the best deal of the year. Let our team of expert musicians help you find the perfect instrument and save 20%. For a limited time, spend at least $99 and get 20% off a single item. Visit GuitarCenter.com to get your coupon, save 20%, and give them their favorite gift this year. Don't miss our best coupon offer ever, right now at Guitar Center. Exclusions and limitations apply. See GuitarCenter.com for details.
Right now at Kohl's, buy more, save more with your savings pass. Take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Spend under $100 and take an extra 15% off. Use it on top of great gift sale prices, like 40 to 50% off Star Wars apparel, home, and games. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Kohl's is now open 24 hours through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Kohl's, select styles, some exclusions apply. Hours may vary by location. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
All right, 16 past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. How many people are familiar with NCIS, the TV program? Raise your hands, please.
Yes.
All right, there are three of them. Aren't there three? There's the original that has Jethro Gibbs, played by Mark Harmon.
Mm-hmm.
And then, let's see, there's Michael Weatherly and McGee and all those people that are in it. And then there's NCIS Los Angeles with Ladies Love Cool James.
That's right. And Chris O'Donnell.
And Chris O'Donnell. They get along well. That show works pretty well.
Yeah.
And then there's NCIS New Orleans.
Right.
And pretty soon there's going to be NCIS Framingham. In case you didn't hear, that's the new program for next year.
Are you
going
to star in that one?
I would. That'd be good for me, right? I'd be a good investigator. Awesome. I think I would be a good investigator, actually.
Yeah, you're very subtle. So
ask a lot of questions. Yes. Questions, please. Okay, so there really is, by the way, a Naval Criminal Investigative Service. The background and the reason and the image behind that TV show does belong to a real organization. And so the latest work done by NCIS, an inquiry into the detainee abuse cases down in Guantanamo. There are lots of different cases that they have investigated over the years. But the one that I find most interesting, this investigative report into the brothers who died down there. There are all kinds of names. And when I'm doing that because I don't want to be accused of being anti-Muslim, but I'm not great at pronouncing those names. So right. Am I to be forgiven because I don't know, or am I being ignorant because I don't know how to pronounce Muhammad Mashim Hashim or Abdul Salah Abdul Aziz?
I'll have that with the chicken, please.
Yeah. But see, now, is that disrespectful?
Yes, it is, of course.
Oh, okay, I just want to make sure we get it right. And the way people, by the way, I'm going down a side street for a minute, Muslim versus Muslim. I hear the president refer to I've heard Muslim, Muslim, Moslem.
It seems the latest flavor is to say Muslim.
Muslim.
Moo.
Like moo as in cow.
I think I'm a traditionalist and I just say Muslim because that's the way it's written.
Yeah. All right, anyway, the point I'm making with this discussion here about the NCIS investigation into what happened, there is page after page after page after page. There was an investigation not only into it when on Gitmo, but there was another one that was recently published about what happened in a small outpost in Afghanistan when Navy SEALs arrived to train local police forces, soldiers describing discipline problems involving several of the SEALs that led to a series of incidents, rifles fired without warning, target practice, grenades tossed for sport, a civilian punched in the face. So NCIS gets to investigate all of these things, and they have come up with some interesting conclusions. And I guess, again, the only reason I sort of brought this up is because many people don't think that there really is an NCIS, and there really is an NCIS, and they're looking into a lot of these things where, as we were talking about the officer in the Freddie Gray case, and was that abuse, where their officers, were their Navy officers who were abusing the Muslims that they had incarcerated. And there are many of you who are listening right now would say, so what? They're only Muslims. Right?
I don't know if people would say that.
Huh?
I don't know if people would say
that. Are you
so
kidding?
What?
Of course there are people that would say that. They'd be happy to abuse because in the minds of some people,
the dangerous criminal extremist faction of the Muslim faith and not.
That's not what a lot of people, they don't get the difference between what the regular Muslim is all about and what the radical Muslim. Now, for them, all Muslims are the same. Deport them all. Get rid of them all. Extinction. Right.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Yes, time now for us to giggle a bit. 23 and change after the hour. Doug Steffen, a giggler. I would giggle all the time. I would screw around on the air all the time. Just have fun. No point to any discussion. Just have at it.
Well, I've got a suggestion for you.
What's that?
After Friday of this week,
yeah.
The next 2 weeks
mm-hmm.
are really just fun.
Yeah.
Let's just have fun
Let's just
from
have
now
fun.
Until the
yeah.
end of the year.
Yeah, right.
Deal? Is
yeah.
that a deal?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Everybody
okay.
on board?
So can
All
I
right.
make $90 million a year like Howard Stern does for just kind of screwing off? How do
and
we do that?
Say the F word.
Oh, what do I have to do? Uh-oh.
Which, by the way, could go either way for someone like you. They think they're going to cost you a lot of money?
The F word for me is friend.
I know.
You're my friend.
Or farm.
Kenny's your friend. Or farm. You're right. Best, my favorite four-letter word is F-A-R-M. Well, maybe my second favorite word. Farm. Okay, you can figure out the first one, and it may not be what you're thinking. Late night show monologues. In this portion of the program, let's see if we can actually find something to laugh about when it comes to Stephen Colbert. But first, Conan O'Brien!
The GOP debate took place in Las Vegas. They had the debate in Vegas, yeah. CNN said the Republicans chose that location because nothing says fiscal responsibility and wise choices like Las Vegas.
There you go. Stephen Colbert joking about Trump.
Trump can take any amount of punishment. Earlier this week, his campaign released a letter from Trump's doctor. It read in part, "To whom my concern, Mr. Trump's laboratory test results were astonishingly excellent and his physical strength and stamina are extraordinary." That's right. Astonishingly excellent and extraordinary. So while Trump is disease-free, evidently talking like him is highly contagious. And this letter was not without cold, hard medical results. It had two. The doctor explained that Trump's blood pressure is a healthy 110 over 65. And on a prostate test, his score was 0.15, very low. And I am not surprised his prostate is healthy. That's where he's pulling his best ideas from.
That's pretty funny. By the way, my number is 0.08, Jennifer.
Thank you, Dougie.
Okay.
I've been curious.
I didn't ask Kenny what his number was. The Seth Meyers contribution to Smiles.
The budding rivalry between Senators Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio was one of the major storylines from last night's debate. Cruz and Rubio, or as they're also known, before and after.
They really
Cruz is before, Rubio's after.
I don't know. They look like Mini-Me and Big-Me to Me-Me.
They're both losers as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, Steve Harvey, not a loser, joking with one of the members of his audience on his daytime program yesterday about what to do with a friend who has a strange holiday tradition.
One of my friends has an unusual holiday tradition that's actually a German tradition of hiding pickles in people's trees.
Hiding what?
Pickles. And so last year they hid one in my tree, didn't tell me about it. I didn't find it until I had this horrible smell in my house and discovered it in my tree. So my question for you is, how should I go about getting them to skip that tradition on my house this year and without offending them?
Sounds like
you take a chitlin and hang it on their tree. And just lay that chitlin in that tree.
What's chitlin?
Oh, it ain't gonna take no weeks for you find that chitlin.
Intestine.
Oh, intestine.
Pig's intestine?
Pig something.
Is chitlin? Really?
Yeah.
Someone's in the kitchen with chitlin. Chitlin. Okay. Our video of the day today, which we don't really have time for in terms of audio, but it is. This is the kind of stuff Jimmy Fallon's good at. Tonight's show banned. The cast members are joined by the Roots people. Force Awakens. This is an a cappella medley of Star Wars music. It's just quite good. Check it out at DougStefan.com. If you think you can multitask, think again. You might even end up in the hospital. Dr. Chambers on call says, blame cell phones, but don't become a victim.
Distracted pedestrians, thanks to cell phones, are becoming frequent flyers in emergency rooms. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Distracted walkers veer off course by a whopping 61%, ending up in potholes, tripping over a curb, or getting smacked by a car they swear has come out of nowhere. This phenomenon is most common among millennials, but women 55 and up are more likely to get seriously injured as a result. Here's the thing. Everyone thinks the problem is other people, but it's not. It's you. DCOC advice? You may think you can multitask, but you can't. Nobody can. So look ahead of you and not down when using stairs, stepping off a curb, or crossing the road. If you have headphones on and you can't hear surrounding traffic, it's too loud. If you have to send a text, pull over as if you were in the car. Yep, texting while walking can be that dangerous. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
This report is brought to you by Blackhawk Network. This holiday season, shoppers can purchase gift cards for stock at select U.S. retailers. This new prepaid gift card, made possible by Stockpile and Blackhawk Network, can be redeemed online to open and fund a brokerage account with stock. Investing in the stock market can be confusing. Gift cards for stock are an easier way for people of all ages to get involved with investing and will appeal to people who want to give something more meaningful than a traditional toy this year. Terry Jack, Chief Marketing Officer, Blackhawk Network.
The gift card for stock can revolutionize the way people access the stock market. Giving someone a gift card to purchase shares of their favorite brand can be enriching and an educational experience for both the gift giver and receiver. After all the other holiday gifts are outgrown or overused, gift cards for stock could be one of those standout gifts that keeps on giving beyond the holidays.
For more information, visit stockpile.com. That's www.stockpile.com. I'm Malcolm Heaver.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
It's close. Dr. Jack Stockwell will join us in a few moments to talk about some of the medical news today and some of the things that are going on in an alternative fashion in the way of medical speak. The feds have hiked the interest rate. What does that mean to you? Not much.
No.
Squatsky. But there are a lot of news media headlines that say, oh, you're going to pay more for your credit cards, and you're going to pay more for home equity loans, you're going to pay more for credit lines. Well,
I'm no financial expert, but I've heard everybody that I've heard do commentary on this says the same thing. It doesn't mean much.
Doesn't mean much.
Doesn't mean much.
And for those who are in business, all it means is an additional deduction, because you pay mortgage rates, even if you're not in business, you deduct the interest rate, you deduct the mortgage payment from your tax return. You deduct a lot of things that are interest sensitive. So I don't see there's a big deal here, even though it'll be the headline, the Sunday morning shows. What does this mean to the American public? It mean much. You know what means a lot to me?
What?
When there is something, and I even, it so annoys me when people like Jennifer from time to time are upset with me because of what I say about the police. Because Jennifer is one of my dearest friends, and I love her dearly, dearly, dearly.
And right back at you.
Thank you. I know. We have great regard and respect for one another, even though we don't have to agree on everything. And you get defensive about the police, and I get angry because people don't hear what I say when I have some condemnative statement about the status of the police service and management and things like that that bother me. So when I tell people a story, as I am about to, it seems to get lost in, oh, Doug, he doesn't like the police. Well, let me call your attention to a photo that's making the rounds on the Internet of a St. Albans, West Virginia police officer. The picture shows him holding a 14-month-old baby girl. And if you look at that and then read the story, it is one of the most heartwarming stories that you will find. And it might be, at least it is for me in the way I think, and many people who think the way I do, a much more important acknowledgement of what the police do and what human kindness and what we really are all about as human beings. The fellow's name is Philip Bass. He's a sergeant in the St. Albans, West Virginia Police Department. And in the photo, he's pictured as part of a group of officers who saved this baby earlier this week when a Kroger grocery store employee heard this girl crying in a locked bathroom in the store. So the mother had brought the baby into the store, left her in the store, and locked the bathroom.
The selfish idiot.
Found the mother, 39-year-old Danielle Harrison. But the more important part of the story is that this fellow is taking care of the child. The child does not have a home or parents, and so it appears that he's caring for this baby. And I don't know how long that lasts, but you just see him holding the baby. You see the picture? Just go, all you have to do is Google West Virginia policeman, and it probably is going to be what shows up. But it just...
I don't know if it even has anything to do with the fact that he's a policeman. He has a heart.
Yeah, and, right. But you know,
I think
that's the reason I'm bringing it to your attention, because I'm always criticized, and I'm a little sensitive about it, frankly, because I'm not always critical of all the police. Although McFadden would have you believe that. And
it just, in this conversation, and for those of you that don't know, it just, Doug and Rich and sometimes Ken and I will... talk, you know, we talk off the air, and sometimes Doug's response to the police sounds
angry.
Sort of the same, and it's kind of angry in most of these cases. And I always warn against it, because I always feel like we need to see what's really going on here, because I think the police in this day and age especially have a really tough job ahead of them. They have a
some
tough
do.
Job.
Yeah,
yeah,
some do. Some don't.
Yeah.
Some do, some don't. Like people
some make it a tough job, and some people don't. So,
but there are some police in a uniform. There's a guy in the Framingham.
Individually.
Here's what gives police a bad name. The Framingham Police Department has an officer in charge of the evidence room.
Okay.
And in the evidence room is a lot of money. It seems that in the last 3 or 4 years, according to an investigation, there has been money missing, and sometimes lots of it. And it seems that the fellow who runs the evidence room signed a deal with the police chief, unbeknownst to anybody, that this would be his assignment for the rest of his career.
Oh.
And so, wait a minute. How come he wants to be in the evidence lockup room? Oh, wait a minute. How come there's money missing from the evidence lockup room? Oh, wait a minute. Let's investigate this. And, you know, it's kind of 2 and 2 is still 4. Anyway, there's corruption everywhere, public and private. But in private business, the corruption is, okay, you steal from me, I'm going to fire you, and I maybe will take you to court. In the public sector, what happens? Because bad choices are made, we have bad people that are in jobs of responsibility for whatever the reason, human nature being what it is, we have, whether it's the Freddie Gray case, whether it's this case or the money, there's temptation, there's human beings being human beings. And so the real story is human beings being human beings, not that they are police or not that they are people running a company, but just human beings are sometimes not honest. And so that's what plays. But it gets more attention if you're a police officer. I almost called you Meredith. I don't know why. Jennifer. By the way, she and I don't always agree on this sort of thing. She sort of agrees with you.
I can imagine, because she hangs in my camp.
Yeah,
a lot,
she does. So. Yep, yeah. Anyway, so having said that, I just wanted to call your attention to this sort of good story. Go find it. Maybe we can get a picture of him posted on Facebook or something, Kenny. It's just a neat thing to pass along, a picture of this policeman holding that baby. The Doug Steffen Good Day program at 41 past the hour. In a matter of moments, Dr. Jack Stockwell will join us with the latest on if you're having a pain in your stomach, are we going to take the appendix out? Are we going to treat it naturally? Are we going to give it antibiotics? What do we do for a pain in the... I know what to do for a pain in the neck or a pain in your derriere, but I'm not sure what to do about a pain in your stomach. But Jack will help us out with that in a moment here on Good Day.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. Participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-year clearance sale. Get massive savings up to 70% on over 400 top-quality floors, including 3/4-inch solid pre-finished oak for $1.99, and more hardwood deals from an incredible 89 cents. Plus, get the lowest price of the year on wood look tile, now just 79 cents. Get North American and European laminates from 39 cents, and save an extra 10% on clearance and closeouts. Get to your store for more deals, and pay no interest until 2018. End-of-year clearance sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
60 Seconds to a Better Life. You're listening to Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Executive coach Marshall Goldsmith has some advice for young people. Mind your own business.
Live your own life. People spend so much time in vicarious living. You know, my neighbor in New York was Lindsay Lohan. How many millions of hours were spent people reading about Lindsay Lohan, and Lindsay got drunk and she had a car wreck? And to the degree you can get young people to focus on, what do I want to become? Who do I want to be? How can I live my own life and not get lost in the lives of movie stars, athletes, gossip?
Maureen's no dummy, and neither are her guests on Doing What Works. It's her goal to find people who are energetic, fun, and who know how to provide answers to life's problem areas. We're glad you could join us today. You can also find Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
This is Jane Applegate with another small business tip. Focus more on your business and job out tasks like finding a store to pack and ship for you, or even hiring someone to pick up your laundry. Staples, make more happen.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget.
Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yay, Sam.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at Staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
Okay, I can see where this is going to go. 44 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer and Dr. Jack Stockwell just having a conversation about her sick cat, and Jack suggested that she give her cat a CAT scan. Yay! Get that out of the way and get down to the...
Yada, yada, yada.
We'll be back tomorrow.
Take your wages, everybody.
Jack is a NUCA chiropractor. NUCA is the full spine approach, head to foot, not just head and shoulders, although his treatment is head and shoulders above everybody else. I like that, Jack.
All right. There's another one. All right, good.
Okay. Jack is responsible for the Forbidden Doctor podcast. I don't think I asked you earlier what the subject matter is from now until the end of the year for people to download and learn more alternatively about certain parts of their health and well-being.
Well, the latest one is avoiding failure with your new healthy habits.
Really? What would be an example of new healthy habits?
It's some baby steps. Just, you know, some people just want to jump in water over their head. And what we're talking about is we lay out a plan for a little bit here, a little bit there. Just baby steps that helps to integrate a new wholeness program in your life.
Oh, okay. Wholeness, wellness, all goes together. Jack is one of our favorites on this program, and it's because he has so much common sense. And with that, and his wife's common sense, they've developed the long life energy enzymes, which, by the way, sort of speak to the way that he's approaching maladies. A little goes a long way, and I would tell you the long life energy enzymes go a long way to sort of neutralizing what's going on in your body, the bad stuff, the sugar cravings, restoring cellular structure. That's what these are all about, and it's proven to be a compound that really takes hold and brings you into a place. I've recommended this to so many people. I have my state rep is suffering from a problem, and he promised me this week he was going to get to you because I want him to talk to you about the taking the enzymes, but also because there's you have a good sense about you of what to eat and the sort of things to put in your body. Even you and I don't agree on some of that stuff because you want me to eat meat and I'm not going to eat meat. But there are other things. Yeah, I've been eating more beans lately.
Yeah, we know.
Anyway, the long life energy. May I recommend to you the long life energy enzymes that are created as a powerful probiotic. You need probiotics in your system. Slows down aging, adds to your immune function, restores good thyroid hormones. The list goes on and on and on. Check them out. Go to the Forbidden Doctor website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Sign up and listen to the podcast and get the benefit of Jack's expertise with his wife and their medical backgrounds, and then take their Long Life Energy enzymes. You can get those again, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Click on Long Life Energy enzymes, and then if you want to buy some, use a code. There's a box for code. Put D-O-U-G, Doug, in there, and you get 10% off. So that's Jack's story in part. The problems that people have with their internal organs. Some people who have pains, and this is something I think that is universal. This, no, it may not be universal, but there are a lot of people this time of year who overeat, eat the wrong things. It creates problems in their system. So how do you deal with these sorts of things?
Well, we want to make sure that they have enough digestive enzymes. Mm-hmm. Because two things. Number one, they're going to be eating a lot of non-foods. And what I consider to be a non-food is anything that nature's made that we have altered and then altered and then altered and loaded
like
up with
Twinkie.
Sugar.
Yeah.
Things like that, yes.
But would that appendicitis? That you'd have to have an appendectomy?
Well, no. Appendicitis is obviously an infection of the appendix. It's a gland or an organ that's right there where the small intestine joins the large intestine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's designed to house a certain kind of bacteria that protects the small intestine from anything backing up from the large intestine.
Hmm.
And, you know, like any other part of...
Do you know that, Jennifer?
And like any other part of the body, things can get overworked, whether it's the heart or whether it's the lymphatic system or the digestive system. Things can get overworked, and when we have diets that are not conducive to building the right kind of flora in the digestive system, the bad flora will take over.
Mm.
And that will allow certain infectious processes to gain ground inside the body, and then you can get an infection in the appendix.
Mm.
And the next thing you know, you've got appendicitis. But it's interesting, because when I was doing my pre-med in my undergrad days, I was training as a scrub nurse in the operating room, and it was surprising how many people came in that would have high white blood count, severe pain in the lower right quadrant, high fever, and it just had appendicitis written all over it, and they would open them up, and they did not have appendicitis.
Hmm.
Well, they have.
Oh, it was just an inflammation of the bowel.
Hmm.
But there was a healthy appendix sitting there, and they would go ahead and take it out anyway because, you know, in those days, we don't need appendix.
You don't need a gallbladder.
You don't need
your tonsils.
Exactly. All these things that nature has built into our bodies to help us to deal with our environment. You know, you don't need this, you don't need that. And let's see what happens when we take this out. Well, they suffered a little bit, but
Your bladder.
Open up a whole new cash flow.
Bing. Right, yeah, let's take it out. Dr. Jack Stockwell, check out ForbiddenDoctor.com for all of the offerings there. 51 after on Good Day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Let's keep moving here. This is not the boob show because this is not television. Television would be the boob tube. This is not boob radio. You got to go over and listen to. I'm all about Howard Stern. I have so much respect for him. The fact that he's pulled off another deal for $90 million.
A biggie.
God love him. All right, let's. Greg Stebbins is here, by the way. It's Tech Talk time on Good Day. He's making almost that much. I'm not sure. It was $84 million you made last year. Is that right? Or is it 83? Where's Greg? He's not talking. Is that because he can't talk?
Greg! Maybe he has so much money.
All right, we better pause for a moment while we get our technical house in order. After all, it is Tech Talk time.
That's right.
Good day, so we better be technically astute in connecting to Greg. That'll be a moment or two, and then you'll be smarter because you'll have listened to these words.
At Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. Plenty.com/partners for details.
Music is a gift like no other, and right now at Guitar Center, it's your chance to get the best deal of the year. Let our team of expert musicians help you find the perfect instrument and save 20%. For a limited time, spend at least $99 and get 20% off a single item. Visit GuitarCenter.com to get your coupon, save 20%, and give them their favorite gift this year. Don't miss our best coupon offer ever, right now at Guitar Center. Exclusions and limitations apply. See GuitarCenter.com for details.
All right, so we did find Greg, and he has technologically advanced into our ears. 56 past the hour. Google is expressing grave disappointment because the state of California is erecting hurdles to their plan to market self-driving cars They don't want to put steering wheels in them. They don't want pedals in them. They just want people to sit in a box. And I wonder whether that has come about because of Ford testing their self-driving car, the Fusion Hybrid, around their research center in Palo Alto. There are a lot of new employees there. This looks like something to invest in. Yes or no, Greg? Invest your time, interest. We're going to have self-driving cars no matter what, right?
I believe we're going to have self-driving cars no matter what. I think the question is when. Now, a year ago at the LA Auto Show, I talked to a lot of auto experts who said, oh, it's 10 years away. I'm looking forward to talking to those guys again. Because I think, yeah, I think the marker has moved up. I think we'll see them on the roads with some frequency 5 years or less from now. I mean, the truth is there are companies now that have cars that can essentially drive you today. It's moved from being largely a technology issue to being largely a social and legal issue.
So, Google wants to have the cars just boxes on wheels. What is the advantage of having steering wheels or pedals? That is, if the car breaks down or all of this stuff, technology doesn't work, which happens frequently. It would seem to me to make – not often do you hear me say something in the state of California makes sense or something the state wants to do, but having some kind of controls in the cars would seem to make sense to me.
Well, let me play devil's advocate here. So let's say you have a self-driving car, and once in a while you have to grab the wheel or you have to put your foot on the brake. How prepared are you going to be to do that if 99% of the time you're not driving the car? You're
going to
be
out of the back seat.
Well, but I mean, even if you have to be in the driver's seat, you're not going to be in practice. You're not going to be mentally prepared. It almost creates a situation where you're the worst possible person to take control of the car simply because you don't drive a car anymore.
This better be thought out better than it has been so far on all sides, it seems to me. Looks like Netflix has thought something out. They have created socks that will help you turn your television on and off. Wow.
Well, it will be a self-driving television.
Self-driving TV. There you go.
So the socks will detect that you're getting drowsy, and at the moment you fall asleep, they will automatically – you put the socks on your feet, by the way.
Really?
Yes. I want to clarify that in case there was any confusion. They will detect that you are drowsy and falling asleep, and at the moment that you do, they will pause the movie or the show you're watching so that – when you're awake and more prepared and
responsible. How do the socks know that you've fallen asleep? Is there some algorithm in your body?
Well, sure. I mean, there's all kinds of things that happen in your body when you go from an alert state to a sleeping state. We're seeing that technology in watches and lots of
things. We have that for radio, too, so that when people fall asleep listening to this program, it goes on pause until they wake up. Maybe we've got to do that for the host of the program. 59 past the hour.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.